Optimism is great, but too much can cloud people's judgment, especially when it comes to planning their financial future. A more realistic outlook can result in a greater appreciation for protection from market downturns, which an annuity can provide. Find out more at athene.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The new tax law has a nasty side effect. Families with loved ones who died during military service are facing steep tax bills on benefits. We'll bring in the Journal's Laura Saunders to explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. A report from the Federal Reserve coming later this month will show that one-third of middle-class American adults cannot afford a $400 surprise expense, and about 6% also couldn't manage such a cost, even by borrowing money or selling something. The report indicates that while economic security has been improving, many U.S. citizens, both in and outside the middle class, were still in a position of what the Federal Reserve calls financial fragility. The Fed, by the way, defines the middle class as households with between $40,000 and $85,000 in annual income in 2018. Competition among private colleges and universities means some steep discounts for incoming freshmen. A survey from the National Association of College and University Business Officers says that tuition discount rates for first-time full-time freshmen hit a record 52.2% in the current school year. Now, since 2009, the average grant for the first-time freshman has increased from $10,600 to more than $20,000 this year. And those discounts, on average, cover about 60% of the tuition and fee costs. Now, in the face of steady or even declining tuition revenue, private colleges have had to innovate and implement new pricing strategies, like freezing or slashing costs to students. And when they graduate, former students will face a working world unlike that in past generations. The Wall Street Journal Management Bureau reports that as automation and outsourcing have taken over some of the more mundane tasks and entry-level positions, employers are looking for people with a short learning curve and those who have exceptional soft skills. That is, the ability to write, listen, and communicate effectively. So companies are reimagining the jobs they're offering to the class of 2019. Recruiting executives have told the Journal that companies in the market for fresh talent want to throw people into the fray quickly, and they expect maturity and strong communication skills from the very start. The Journal report also looks at the highest paid, fastest growing jobs in the U.S. over the next decade or so that require a degree. For overall number of jobs available, it's software and app developers. For jobs requiring a master's degree, it's nurse practitioners. And for jobs requiring a doctoral or professional degree, the leader is health teacher.
People are drawn to the latest trends and top-of-mind events, so they often base investment decisions on recent market performance, even though the recent past may not be a good indicator of the future. Find out more at athene.com.
The new tax overhaul law put more money in some taxpayers' pockets and resulted in more paperwork for others, but it also has had an unexpected and unwelcome effect on many families who've lost active duty service members, often referred to as Gold Star families. And Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is here with some details. So, Laura, the culprit here is a revision to the so-called kiddie tax on how unearned income is taxed?
Yes, this is one of those things that happens with tax law. In 1986, Congress passed a so-called kiddie tax, and it taxes unearned income of children at their parents' rights. This was because wealthy people could take, say, some stock and give it to a child. The child could sell it, pay tax at his rates, and then buy a sports car or pay tuition or something. And this was felt to be unfair. It was like a kind of a gimmick for the wealthy. So they changed the law to make it that it would all the children's income under about age 24, and it's unearned income. This is not babysitting wages or camp counselor or anything like that.
And that was the original intent of the
kiddie
tax.
Yes, and it was taxed at the parents' rate. Now, what happened was that in the tax overhaul of 2017, they changed how that tax is calculated because they wanted to make it simpler. It was complex for various reasons, and you can read about it in my other Forbes stories, but it was complex. And so they changed it that this money would be taxed at trust and estate tax rates. That's trust tax rates. So that means that because the trust tax rates kick in at a very low level of income, you get to 37% over $12,000 of income.
Wow.
The children of middle and lower income people who are getting benefits, often because of tragedy, you know, a military parent died or something like that, these children all of a sudden are seeing huge tax increases. They're not paying at their parents' rate anymore, 12%. They're paying at the top rate, 37%.
And in some cases, people you spoke to for your story, the parents in these families, or one of the parents in the families, if another parent has been is deceased, mm-hmm. is dealing with much less money to be able to support the family with.
Yes. In fact, we talked to the Headings family, a naval family in Virginia Beach. And all of a sudden, her son was getting a benefit from the fact that his father died on active duty, a $30,000 a year benefit for several years. And his tax, the preparer called and said, I'm sorry, but you have a $7,000 tax bill.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so the mother was paying tax on her income at 12%. He's paying tax on his income at 37%. He's 6 years old, by the way.
And it's not just military families that are feeling the effect of this.
Yes, this is, I want to raise this flag. Other families that have had tragedies, I got a letter from a woman this morning in Virginia whose husband died and has set up, of cancer, he had set up educational trusts, and all that money is being taxed at top rates. I think it's costing $5,000 extra per child. And this is a problem for college scholarship students, although many don't know it yet.
That's right. And you mentioned it's not a big issue now, but it's going to be a big issue, and people with scholarships should be aware of this?
Yes, we have the law. The law is on the books, but it's not being enforced. And let me say what the law is. If you get financial aid, any amount that you pay for tuition and supplies like textbooks is tax-free. That part is clear. But if you get financial aid that pays for your abroad or for some room and board or, at college, room and board, you know, or something, living expenses, that part is taxable income. Now, colleges typically don't report it, and the IRS is not enforcing the law. But if you want to obey the law, you should be paying tax on that income.
And this will affect students, especially from lower income families.
Yes, the students from upper income families that have some kind of grant or something won't have a problem, because their tax rate won't really go up. It's the students from low and moderate income families where the families are paying 12%, and the student is all of a sudden paying 25 or 37 or something like that. Yeah. This has been estimated to affect probably more than 3 million students.
Oh, wow. So it is widespread.
Yes, very widespread.
And with regard to the impact on military families, this seems like low-hanging fruit for Congress to step in and make adjustments. Is there a talk on Capitol Hill to ease the burden?
There absolutely is. Now, remember that there's not much low-hanging fruit anywhere in Congress when you have to spend money.
Yeah,
however,
right.
I think there's a lot of sympathy over this. They're working hard to change it. There are bills out there that have lots of co-sponsors, and so I do think we'll see action for military families, but that won't undo the problems for everybody else.
All right. It's a very compelling story. Check out Laura Saunders' story on WSJ.com and the WSJ app. And she's good enough to join us here in our studio. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.